If you have your Bibles with you, we're going to turn to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. Well, it's a well-known book, isn't it, Daniel? And Daniel is a great character, isn't it? And he's a character because when you ask people about Daniel, well, people refer to him as a man of prayer. And well, we know the account where Daniel, he prayed three times. There was a decree met against him. And they watched him, and of course, Daniel knew that it was against him, but did it stop him? No, it didn't. He was faithful to his God. And of course, this account here that we're looking at happened before Daniel was thrown into the den of lions. They have not been long in Babylonia. The king, if we took time to have read the whole chapter, we would have seen how the king Nebuchadnezzar said, look, I'm going to make you forget about the God whom you believe in. I'm going to take away your Jewish names and give you new Babylonian names. Would that make a difference? Not to those four men, because they believed and trusted in the God of heaven. And that's a challenge to us today, isn't it? We live in a society that is very, very secular. And we are to be a shining light in a dark place. Why? Because we belong to the King of Kings. If you know and love the Lord Jesus as your Savior this morning, you've repented of your sin, you've asked Jesus to forgive you and invited Him to be your Savior, and you have an assurance of an eternal home with Him in heaven, you have every confidence to stand for what is truth. No matter what comes against you. Because the truth that will stand the test of time is found in God's Word. Why? Because He is true. He is living. He is all powerful. And Daniel knew that. And so he stood, and this book of Daniel is an adventure of faith, in faith. It is a book that previews the future. It tells us what will happen. But then we've got his amazing life, haven't we? As we've mentioned already, taken captive from Judah to Babylon, chosen as one of four to serve Nebuchadnezzar, one of the four. And Daniel found favor with the king. Why? Because he was able to interpret. And it shows God's plan for the future. So why God shared his secrets with Daniel? Why did he share his secrets with Daniel? Well, firstly, we see that Daniel had a clean heart before God. Daniel had a clean heart before God. And that is a challenge to us, isn't it? Why? Because Daniel purposed in his heart to do what was right before the God of heaven. Friends, this morning, what is your purpose in life? Is your purpose as a Christian this morning, if you know and love the Lord Jesus, is your purpose to do what is right before God? To serve Him wholeheartedly? And you see, Daniel's life influenced Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as we understand them, we know them better. He influenced their lives. He purposed to keep their hearts clean for the Lord. And that's why it's good to come together, isn't it, like this morning, to come together into the house of God, to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to encourage one another in our faith and in our walk with God, that we realize that we're not on our own, but that we are together as the body of people who belong to the Lord Jesus, helping and praying and encouraging one another to stand for truth. And our lives should influence and make an effect out there. There's a school I go into over in West Houghton, and it's a county primary. I've been going in there now for almost 20 years. And when we did an outreach with the church there 20 years ago approximately, we were asked to go and visit some of the schools, and we did. And we went into this county primary school and asked to know, could we do assemblies? And we were welcomed in. We were accepted. And the head teacher said to me, "You can come in, but the parents of these children have chosen this school because of no contact with the church." And I said, "That's fine. Not a problem." I thought, brilliant. There's a mission field. A number of years later, I had trained to go in with walkthrough and teach the overview of the Old and New Testament. You know what that head teacher has told me on a few occasions? She has said to me, "You are a valuable input into our school." That's not me. That's God. That's God. And friends, this morning, we are a valuable input into society. Each and every one of us are valuable. Because when we know and love the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we have a responsibility. And Daniel here, with his three friends, had a responsibility. Having been taken into exile, had a responsibility to stand for God. And Daniel was faithful. And he remained faithful. Even if we went on and looked at him further, as we mentioned about the lions then, he was thrown into the den of lions, but God protected him. Why? Because he believed. He believed. Why did he believe? Because his faith wasn't just any faith. His faith was in the true and the living God of heaven. And friends, it's the same God we come to this morning who can do the impossible. His faith, his decision required faith and courage. You see, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Psalm 25 and verse 14. You see, God reveals his secrets to those who trust him. He reveals his secrets to those who trust him. Friends, this morning, can I ask you, how is your trust and your faith in the Lord Jesus? You know, I said earlier, as I was asked to share a little bit about my testimony, I thought I was a Christian. I read the Bible, I went to church, I did everything a Christian should do, but I wasn't. Outwardly, I looked it. Inwardly, I was far away. Friends, this morning, is your inward life showing out in the life you live, if you really know and love the Lord Jesus? Or are you doing things that make you look like a Christian that inwardly you'd rather be doing something else? Daniel here, he was faithful, even in exile. And you see, Daniel's decision affected his choices in life. He would refuse the king's wine and meat. He would live differently than his captors. But he was prepared to take the stand. So Daniel's, he had a clean heart. Secondly, we see that Daniel's consistent life, there verses 8 through to 10. It is not far from resolution to reality. Testing is sure to follow testimony. Can I say to you, be ready for it. Be ready. I can testify to that. Just a month or so ago, we were doing a week's outreach over near Blackpool. You want to talk about things going wrong. Things coming in. We were having students arrive on the Friday for a week's outreach. We were going to Ireland to a funeral. Came back, my car started to play up. My son had a bump in his car. That all happened through that week. Why? Because we were about the Father's business. Do you know what I have to ask myself? Something like that doesn't happen. What am I not doing? That is true. God's work done God's way brings challenges and disruption because the enemy comes in. Why? Because you're in his territory. Don't be afraid of it. Melzer arrived with the king's meat and wine. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sure it looked really good. But Daniel requested to be excused from taking his food and drink, and he respectfully stated his convictions. You know, sometimes we're good at being, we have a thing today, isn't it, in our society, politically correct. Oh, yes. Where does that fit in when it comes to the gospel? Sin is sin. Forgiveness is forgiveness. Reality is reality. Daniel's consistent life spoke to many. He respectfully stated his convictions. His consistent life affected Melzer and moved him to agree. Oh yes, he went to the king, but you know, can't you see God's hand in it? The king agreed. Oh yes, he agreed. But Daniel's example of courage and faith overcame Melzer's fears. There are times when you feel God speaking to you. And what keeps you from doing it? It's the fear of fellow man. I've been in a situation where it probably took me over 4 years to go for it. But God's timing is perfect. And when I look back and see what is happening, you can see God's hand in it. Friends, this morning, if God is asking you to do something, to go and see someone, to go and talk to somebody, to go and help someone or whatever it is, can I say to you, you must check it out that it's right and it's of God. But don't shy from it. Because when you go and walk in God's direction and God's ways, far greater things can happen for him. And you will be blessed as a result. You see, Ephesians 6:10 says, they were strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Daniel was strong. He was strong in the Lord. He was not only strong, as Joshua 1:6 tells us, be strong and of a good courage. Yes, he was strong in the Lord, but he was courageous. And as Christians this morning, we need to be strong in the Lord and be courageous and walk in his direction. So we've got Daniel's clean heart in verse 8. We've got Daniel's consistent life in verses 8 to 10. And then we've got Daniel's confidence in God, verses 11 through to 16. The test of faith. Prove thy servants. Living lean in a land of plenty. Water and vegetables. Everybody else eating all the meat and everything else. But it was, why? Because it was offered to idol worship. Have you ever thought about commandment 2? Do you know what it is? Challenge you now. Anybody? If I say you become like a number, the number 2, does that give you a clue? Absolutely right. Because when you kneel down and bow down, you come into the figure too. Do not bow down to any false idol worship. It's a way of remembering it. Okay? They refused to bow down to idol worship because they wanted to trust God and stand for what was truth. They were prepared to live lean in a land of plenty. Vegetables, soup tasted better than wine and meat. Oh, yes. You see, obedience to God makes life sweet. When you have a clear heart and a clear mind before God, life is sweet. Life is sweet. And it results, and the results of this test of faith and obedience, what are they? While Daniel and his friends were healthier than the others, even the unbelievers saw the difference. The unsaved saw the difference. Reminds me of a time when I went to boarding school for my sins. For the good it did. But I remember living the life of a Christian. And one day I was walking down the schoolyard, and I can't remember what was going on, but I know I took the Lord's name in vain. And you know what those around me said? I thought you were a Christian. That was like a dagger through my heart. You see what I mean? I was living the life of a Christian, but I wasn't. Until I confessed my need of Christ at the age of 15. You see, Daniel here, he was a true believer. Yes, he had the times of testing. He had to encourage, he had the responsibility for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as we know them better. But those around him saw the difference. Friends, this morning the challenge is, the communities where you live, the places where you work, the things that you do, do those around you know that you are a Christian? That's a challenge. That's a challenge. Because I have to ask myself that question quite often. How we conduct ourselves and live our lives is to be a living example to those around us. So those who live close to God learn his secrets. God gave these four faithful young men knowledge, skill in learning, and wisdom. Daniel was given an understanding of the secrets of God, and he used them wisely. Spurgeon says, saints can understand heavenly mysteries. They have been initiated into the fellowship of the skies. There's a day coming, isn't there? The Lord will return. He will come and he will raise the dead who are in Christ, bring them back to life and take them home to glory. Scripture teaches us that those who are alive on the earth will be caught up and taken home to be with him. Friends, this morning, will that be you? And friends, this morning, if you're sitting in your chair and you're saying, I'm not sure, you can be sure. Because you need to acknowledge that you are a sinner before a holy God. Acknowledging that God, in his grace and his mercy and in his love, sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world to die and shed his blood for your forgiveness. That he says, if you come and repent and say, I'm sorry, and mean it. And invite him to come into your life as Lord and Savior of your life. Then he says, I will forgive you. And I'll send my Holy Spirit to live within you to help you to live for him. God says, we cannot live it on our own strength. God promised that, he said, when I go home to be with my Father in heaven, I will send the Holy Spirit down to earth, the Comforter, to help us, who is with us all of the time. And in those dark nights, those long dark nights, he is there when nobody else is. Why? Because he's only a prayer away. Jesus said, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Those who are heavy laden and worried. I'll leave you with this question this morning. How close are you to God? You can come in here a sinner. You can go home a saint. And friends, if there's someone here this morning and you know you need to get right with God, don't leave without getting right. Because Jesus is willing, and he's willing to forgive.